Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season 2 of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me season 2 is out now from Lemonada Media.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screaming baby sticky seeds with 50 acid popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, 'cause Doug loves movies.
Hey, 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 everybody. The first minute or so of this show did not get successfully recorded. Somebody didn't press the right button or something. So I'm just going to walk you through what you missed. I said, my name is Doug and I love movies. Then everybody sang at me, this is Doug Loves Movies. And then I said, coming to you once again from Zany's in a business park in Rosemont, Illinois. That's right, we're O'Hara adjacent. It's Saturday, May 5th, Cinco de Mayo, 2018. May I see some name tags? And then we started talking name tags, and that's where we will join the show now in progress.
May I see some name tags? Oh, goodness. Well, Christine Candles wins the blocking all the other name tags award. That's a good one. I like that. Inscription. And your name's Skip?
Yeah.
Yeah? Is this your first name tag?
Yeah.
Yes? Okay, because that the name Skip, I bet you could have some fun with that. But Inscription is good. The Ben Skolnick story? Gifted Hands. So you took a movie about Ben Carson? Noted black man? And then replaced it with Ben Skolnick? Noted, are you noted? Yeah, semi-noted white person? But that's really, I don't know how to describe that to the listeners. That can you stand up and show the whole room what you're doing? It's fucking weird. So yeah, so he's put his own face is in the poster. It's pretty amazing. We've got more American Greg Feedy. Fair enough. Which of course, IMDb in the trivia for More American Graffiti says it's comedian Doug Benson's favorite movie. This is not true. I'm not on the record as having any favorite movie, but it is certainly not More American Greg Feedy. Then we got Once Upon a Time in Alexico. Alex, good job. You've won the prize bag before, right?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. So I don't know about you coming back and competing again. And then here's a dude that was here yesterday with the Mr. Smith Goes to Rosemont sign. And now you put your name on it. Oh, you went to work last night. Frank what? Huh? What's your name?
Brian.
Brian?
Smith.
But it says Frank now. Oh, Frank Capras. I get it. Okay. All right. Oh, my God. So many good name tags, you guys. Thank you so much for participating. Good luck to everybody. Only three of you will be chosen. I've got a guest on the show tomorrow. He gets nervous about the name tag selection part. Like, he's like, I don't want everybody mad at me for not picking their name tag. I almost lapsed into an impression. All right. Doug Plugs, we're back here tomorrow, again at 4:20, with two of your favorite guests, plus one more to be determined, because today's winner is moving on to tomorrow's show. I should have ran that by all the competitors before committing them to that concept, but what the fuck are they going to have to do on a Sunday? The day after the Kentucky Derby. I mean, that's when we all just need to, take a breather. This coming Monday night, May 7th, I'm doing stand-up at Comedy Off Broadway in Lexington, Kentucky. Sunday, May 13th, I'm doing my annual Mother's Day Douglas Movies at Comedy Works in Denver, Colorado at 4:20. Oh, and Douglas Movies is back in L.A. at UCB Franklin on Tuesday, May 8th. For all my dates and deeds and links, go to DouglasMovies.com.
That's DouglasMovies.com. Yeah!
Denver. I think that's going to be a thing now, is there's always one guy that has to throw in an extra thing. And I'm serious. It's going to be a man every time. It's not some lady planning, but, oh, I'm going to yell out, right? You know what I mean? That, see, ladies do that, spontaneous yell-outs. I don't think they sit and think about it and hatch a yell-out plan. Just fucking happens because they're taken over by emotions. Men are cold, calculated assholes. Yeah, hashtag me agree, too. Oh, shit, I forgot to get this guy. Last night we had a dude who technically did not win the Last Man Standing. Another gentleman bested him, but it was a mistake on my part. But he's here today anyway. And he told us his last name last night, and I've forgotten and didn't ask him when he walked in just now. So we'll fix this in post. I'll just leave a space where I can say his name. Please give it up for Rena Kalm, Dan, and Adam Burke.
Hi.
All right, let's say hello to our, we got two guests on the show today that have never done the show before, so let's chat with them first, starting with, directly to my left, a Chicago comedy phenom, it's Rena Kalm, everybody.
Hi. Thanks for having me.
Now, the last name Kalm, that must rile some people. Like, people probably have little jokes about it all the time.
Yeah, it's really fun in customer service situations where you're like, I'm trying.
Yeah. You know? Remain calm. Remain you.
Well, it feels horrible when you call to tell somebody something terrible about their business. And they're like, what's your name? You're like, Kalm. takes a lot of weed to live up to, you know?
All right. Well, that's only fair. Yeah. And you are familiar with this program, so you kind of know what's going to happen today?
Yes.
All right, because it's always weird when somebody comes on, they really don't know anything about it. They're continually surprised. Like were you standing in the back when everybody peeled up their name tags?
No, I was not.
So you haven't seen this yet?
I have not, no.
Do you see how it looks like a normal room of people?
Yeah.
Just sitting in the darkness with some purple and occasionally a bluish-looking light?
I'm always skeptical.
When I say, show us your name tags, there's going to be suddenly, the room is just going to be filled with posters and color.
Okay.
It's overwhelming. Yeah. I'm glad you're already fanning yourself. because it makes us all feel like Southern Belles when everybody works that hard to get our attention. So so good luck with that
thank you.
Part and all of it, and thank you for being here today. Yeah. Now, also, we've got a guest here who I spell your last name, Dan.
It's spelled A-M-E-S-Q-U-I-T-A.
Okay, now, for real, so how do you spell it?
S-M-I-T-H. No, it's A-M-E-S.
Uh-huh.
Q-U.
Q-U is right.
I-T-A.
I-T-A. Amesquite.
Amesquita.
God damn it. Amesquita.
That's good, yeah.
All right. So we're going to have to drop that into when I introduce you at the top of the show, but it'll sound really professional and no one will know that we did that except for the fact that I'm saying we're doing that. So apologies to Dan Amesquita.
Excellent. Thank you.
Slap my arm and somebody will go, what happened? I just got bit. By what? Amesquita! All right, and that's all we need to know about you. No, it's Dan Amesquita, everybody. Not since Demi Adejibe has there been a name that's more challenging for me. And you won last night, and I'm putting one in quotes. because we played Last Man Stanton. We played Kristen Wiig was the topic, which is a tough one. I was having trouble remembering, you know, she's got a lot of small parts in a lot of movies. Audience members decided to start screaming out Bridesmaids at one point, which was, oh, aren't you smart? Oh, you can remember the most famous movie she's done and then yell it out when you're not supposed to? Good for you. But you snuck one by me, Dan. Because Dan says dinner for schmucks.
Yes, I did.
I know. And the person in the audience just said, no. You were not here last night, clearly. Because the entire crowd was like, we're fine with this. We all think she was in it. And so I fell for it. And that's how Dan ended up winning. So I didn't feel like I could take away the win because it wasn't his fault. And it, you know, it was actually kind of clever because I believe I even asked a follow-up question, like, are you sure or something?
Nope.
I didn't? I just moved right on?
I'm pretty sure, yeah.
Okay, because you heard me last night. Like, a lot of people, I'd be like, are you sure?
Yeah, they started doing that after I already left the stage, so I just kept on walking.
Oh, the guy that should have won, Mike, shout out to him, he went right back to his seat, looked it up, and went, she's not in dinner for schmucks. And the whole audience could hear him, so now I just, the game show host, just gave the win to the wrong guy and then just left it. I was just like, well, sorry, dude. I said Dan was the winner.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
So he's
got to
be the winner.
Know.
Yeah, so thanks for participating, though, and good luck today. Also joining us, this is his 14th time on the show. I don't know, something like that. It's Adam Burke, everybody.
Hey, Doug. Hey, everyone. Hey, Dan. Hey, Rita.
Yeah, you know everybody on the show today.
Yeah, I do, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I don't really know Dan.
You were here last night.
I know Dan's a filthy cheat, but beyond that, I don't know that much about him.
Filthy cheat, people don't, except for maybe Trump tweets, nobody says that anymore, and I love it. Say as many old-fashioned things as you can today. And I'd appreciate it. Adam, of course, is a stand-up comic based in the Chicagoland, and he has been, like I said, on the show a bunch of times.
Yeah.
How do you feel about your chances today against Rena and Dan?
I don't know. Well, Rena, should I say this? Rena's confided to me that she doesn't watch a lot of movies, so that's instilled me with a little bit of confidence.
Maybe she's just playing games with your head.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, who knows?
Movies, I don't see those.
I've heard of them.
What's that?
But then now, then you just say you worked at Hollywood Video for years?
Yeah, I don't see a lot of movies now.
Okay.
Oh, well, I'm not going to ask you about a movie that came out now. Maybe I will. I'm already obsessed with Infinity War trivia. Okay, so prize bag. Let's talk about it. I brought a bunch of stuff. Adam, what do you have for the bag?
I've got a copy of my album, which is so old now. I have to record another one just to have something else to put in the bag. I got a copy of Roger Ebert's movie book for 2002.
Wow. I might want to hang on to that.
Yeah. Well,
here's the thing. I thought it was funny because I was flipping through it, and because it's every review from like January 99 to June 2001, and it turns out that was a really shitty time for movies. Like, this is just full of like. What? Can I ask you quick? What do you think the first? It's alphabetical. What do you think the first review is? In this book.
Oh,
what do
you, well, that what do you has think? To be Aardvark for sale.
That was a good one.
It's alphabetical from 99.
Yeah,
to
it's got
to
be an AA kind of.
Was this
of
when you were working at Hollywood Video? Is this your reign?
Yeah, man. I mean, but that, okay.
You know, it's a little early to be doing audience guesses.
Anaconda.
But is it Amadeus?
Anaconda is
no,
a good
AI.
Guess.
No, AI was.
What is
that.
It? This
AI
guy's guessing too. Shut up!
All right. It's The Adventures of Rocky and Bullwinkle.
Oh.
Whoa!
And how many stars do you think it got out of four?
Oh, I'd probably say 1.5.
I'd say 2.
Go on, Dan. I'm a mosquito.
I'll say 2 as well.
3 stars.
What? What?
That's like,
well, the way you said it made it sound like it was going to be low.
Yeah, yeah.
Or no, I guess maybe surprising is what you were leaning towards.
Yeah.
It's 3 years, surprising not one answer. Thing before V in that alphabet. Like,
what's that?
AD. Okay. AD. Right.
Well.
is this why you got fired
I'm
from Hollywood Video? Couldn't put the fucking movies in the right order.
I was just winging it.
Oh, I also didn't have time to do a proper sketch. But I did. I did a drawing of Thanos from Infinity. I can't tell you what it is, what's happening, because it's kind of a spoiler alert. But it's like the way I think the movie should have ended.
So the person who wins the prize bag is going to get the movie spoiled.
Yes, exactly.
That's a great. Wow, yeah. What a great gift.
Oh, here's that too.
Oh yeah, yeah. It's. I can't believe you just wrote it all out. Oh, you know what? I'm going to hang on to that. I think that should go into a later prize bag.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Because how many people here have not seen Infinity War yet? Okay, now you guys know you're all in darkness. Applaud if you haven't. And it's a podcast. There's 2 reasons why. Wait, now are you just applauding just to applaud? Or are you all the people who haven't seen Infinity War? Applaud if you haven't seen Infinity War. Yeah. Now applaud if you want to have it ruined today. Well, you're just a bunch of monsters. Or you just live by the, if anyone says, applaud if you, I'm going to. It's like the version of the Jim Carrey movie, Yes Man. All right, so that stuff is great. Of course, I had to bring a Christmassy bong from our friends that you guys already know the company name. I got enough of these to last the whole year, I think. Might run out. What do you got for the bag, Dan?
All right.
Yeah, Dan.
Jesus Christ.
That's probably Mike's wife over there.
I got a lot of things. I got a bag of Funyuns.
I love that was it.
There's a lot of Funyuns in there. I got a book, Cheese and Beer. It's a coffee table book about cheese and beer.
Is that on your coffee table?
No, it was in a bookshelf that I never opened up. So, passing along.
Do you invite people over to your house? Say, come over, I've got cheese and beer. And then they find out it's just a fucking book.
And now you can too. I got a koozie from Stain and Pain Tattoos and Piercing. It's where I get my tattoos in Chicago.
Yeah. Yeah, but you haven't seen his tattoos, so.
How many tattoos do you have?
I think 5 or 6.
And all from the same place?
Most of them from the same place.
Most, so yeah. It's not even the place he gets his tattoos. You're just a lot of lies, Dan.
You guys got me so quickly. I got a fidget spinner from a data
recovery
center.
I love that no one cheered or applauded for it. Fucking fidget spinner was the fastest come and go fad thingy.
And I got one last thing. I got a sticker from Jeff Sesh. It's a sticker of Jeff Sessions smoking a joint.
Yeah. Come on.
Yeah. And that
he turned around. You know, he's now saying, oh yeah, maybe it is good for some things. And I was like, okay, you dummy.
And that's what I got.
Sesh is right there in your name. Be cool. All right, there we go. That's all the stuff from Dan. And speaking of medical marijuana and recreational, I brought one of these safety bags to put your weed in.
Nice
from that they give you when you buy weed at MedMen out in Los Angeles. And of course, they have locations in Nevada and no. They're going to open one in New York, though, but they've got them in Orange County and Los Angeles and Nevada. Okay. Rena, what did you bring?
I got a little hodgepodge of stuff here. First, I have this pair of workout pants I ordered off of Instagram. I thought I ordered one. I thought it didn't go through. Then I got 3, and I'm keeping 2 of them, even though they don't fit. And they're supposed to make you sweat off your weight, but I think what they really are is just long beer koozies. So another beer koozie for the bag. I brought this It's a Girl solo chocolate cigar out of the green room because I don't know why, I don't know, but I feel like that's a thing that should go in the bag. It was in the green room. It's just by itself.
They do not have these in the green room.
It was in the chocolate bowl.
They got like M&M's and Almond Joy. And
that. And it was just
this?
Yeah, I okay. had to share it with everybody. This, I don't know.
What's a cigar word? What do you say after you smell a cigar?
Fresh.
Oh, Cochiba.
This might be illegal. My roommate gave it to me. It's a thing you spray on your license plate so that the red light cameras can't. She's had it for 10 years. I don't know if it works, but I did put it on my car before I came here.
Is it paint?
It's called Photo Blocker. And the image on the front is of a guy karate kicking. He's karate kicking, you know, the black spot over the crucial information. That is so... I might have to hang on to that as well. Strangely, that's an Infinity War spoiler.
I tested it out. This is an invitation to the bridal shower I missed today for Liz Ziner and Jacob. Shout out to them. I canceled after I RSVP'd. And I blocked out the email and phone number for Karen. But I hope you guys had a beautiful day. This is a half a pack of matches from Will's Northwoods Inn, the bar where I have been hosting my open mic for 7 years. This is one of my signature buttons. It says horse pussy. I'm not going to explain that. Don't Google it. Real quick, this is a coloring book sheet I made at the Crayola Experience at the Mall of America of my cleavage. And I don't know what else to do with it. So here you go. And this is the big one. I saved it for last, and I included a party popper so you can really celebrate this later when you get it. This is my Jewel Monopoly board. Listen, I'm not expecting anybody to win $1 million, but give a bitch $5. You know what I mean? They don't I have everything filled out except for one on all the things. So if you have that one at home, you win. And that's it.
All right. Thank you for bringing all of that stuff.
It's a lot.
Yeah, you brought so much stuff. I don't know why you're pilfering stuff from the green room. Trying to celebrate the birth of a baby with that cigar.
It was just so special.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you know that if any of your friends do have a baby, you're not going to the fucking shower, apparently.
That's true. I'll bring nothing. I might take something, is what we've learned.
This is a shirt that I brought. It's got a gorilla. He's wearing headphones. I don't get it. It's my size and everything, but I just didn't want to spend any time saying to people, yeah, it's a gorilla with headphones on. I think it's the logo for a headphone company that Trey Gallion is involved with in some way. Some koozies, a Doug Loves Movie sticker, a copy of one of my albums, Smug Life, and some Corona Light bottle openers.
Cinco de Mayo.
Yeah, and the koozies are Corona Light too. Yeah, we were at Adobe Gila's having a proper traditional Mexican lunch. On this incredibly sacred day. How about this for weird timing? This might have happened last year as well. The Kentucky Derby is happening like 10 minutes before this show is over. So if you're big Kentucky Derby fans, you gotta get outside at 5:50. Nobody gives a fuck. Yeah. Like, of all the sporting events you don't have to see live, like, oh, I'll just spend that 2 minutes watching that later. And you don't even want to do that. No, it's so short and people don't care. People aren't into it. But I guess I'm going to Kentucky on Monday and they're super into it.
Oh, yeah.
So, again, we'll do some judicious edits on this episode because I can't afford to lose those people in Kentucky that love torturing innocent animals. Yeah, I said it. I mean, as long as they're going to keep doing it, I'm kind of interested in it. You know, I'd watch it, but I also feel bad for the horses. Yeah. Mexico City outlawed places where you could go swim with the dolphins. That was a... PETA told me about that yesterday. Let's see. What else can I talk about? It has nothing to do with movies or this show. Actually, it was Blackfish, a movie that inspired me to start talking shit to SeaWorld. And now SeaWorld, when you're driving up and down Southern California, their billboards are like, we've got a new roller coaster. Like, they're not... And I think I would go to a place that was all roller coasters, but it was all aquatic themed. And they had signs everywhere that said, you know, penguins are nice and dolphins are smart. Like, I don't need... I don't need to see them, you know, do tricks.
They mistreat those roller coasters terribly. Yeah.
Roller coasters hate being separated from their families. They're nomadic. Yeah, it's terrible. All right, so all of that is going to be won by somebody today. One person in this audience is going to walk away, whether it's fair or not. You know, if Dan wins today, then he was definitely destined to win yesterday. I think.
Yeah.
I think that's how destiny works. But real quick, before we get to the game portion, oh, also for the prize bag, a guitar pick. Let's see what it says on it. Nothing worth saying. Just an extra guitar pick if you need it. What was the last movie you saw, Adam?
Infinity War. But it's weird because everyone kind of looks like Thanos in the purple lights. It's odd. I saw a bunch. I did that thing, you know, when you're on a long flight and you just go through all the mediocre shit that you couldn't be bothered to go and see. You know mm-hmm. what I mean? So I saw a bunch of. I saw Justice League, which I thought was all right. I don't know.
Yeah, because you're sitting on a plane with nothing else to do.
Yeah.
It's not bad.
I didn't think it was great. Everyone was told me. Everyone had said that it was like it would be like watching a literal piece of shit for like doing that. So it wasn't that. So I was like, oh, that's... I was
cue playing. The big piece of shit in the audience. There it is.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
See, Rena's shocked by that. She has no idea.
I'm excited.
What's going to happen when the name tags come out? What was the last thing you saw, Dan?
I had a Beer Fest on this morning.
Just chilling at home watching Beer Fest?
Yeah.
Oh, I like it. Yeah. You a big fan of the new Super Troopers?
Yeah, we saw it opening night.
Yeah, it's very good. Very funny.
It was very funny.
Yeah, it got the same rating on Rotten Tomatoes as the first one, which also was got a terrible rating. And it's like, it's so bizarre that the you know, because how many years between those two movies? 18?
Something like that. 17?
Yeah. And the fucking critics still are fucking assholes.
I mean, I wonder what Roger Ebert thought of that movie when it came out. I wonder.
Oh, that's a good question. I don't know.
Yeah, let's find that out.
You think it's in this book?
Yeah, I bet
right. Definitely. 18 years?
I would check under S.
I don't know. I you know, I'm.
Rena wouldn't.
Yeah,
I really.
Rena would look under Troopers, comma Super.
I feel I might not read it because I'm friends with the Broken Arrow guys.
Broken Lizard.
I'm friends with John Travolta. And John Woo. Don't forget Christian Slater. Oh, that's a good trivia question. This one I'm going to let the audience answer. Who? Oh, I think I already know the answer. Samantha Mathis. Never mind.
All right. Here's the question. What was the question?
Just who was the lady lead in Broken Arrow? Yeah.
Hey, nailed it.
Not Mantis. Okay, what am I looking up? Super Troopers 2? Super Troopers 2?
First one.
You know, I'll still find the word Super Troopers. Because that's the great thing about that title is they'll probably be right next to each other in review books.
I want to know his thoughts on
this.
Super
is boring.
Troopers.
That's why I normally don't look things up during the show. Because it's not the greatest
IMDb
to listen to.
IMDb is such a success. Cause it's
yeah. You guys remember books?
Let me tell you about what he thought of Swordfish. Or Sweet November. That got one sweet star. Who wants to see Charlize Theron pretending to be dying? Like, I want her to be out there with one arm and kicking ass. All right, so Summer of Sam, Sunshine, Superstar,
oh, shit.
Sweet and Lowdown. It's not even in this fucking book.
It's probably for the best.
Oh, worth it.
All right. Rita, what was the last movie you saw?
I saw I Feel Pretty a couple weeks before it came out at an advanced screening, so I felt special and got free popcorn. And the movie was great. I liked the movie.
But you led with free popcorn.
Yeah, and M&M's.
The best part of the experience.
She was there too.
Amy's very funny. Rory Scovel's very funny in it. Yes. You know, I mean, for me, it wasn't a premise that I particularly enjoyed. Mm. But I mean, you know, as soon as someone's like, "I hit my head and now I do this," it's like, "What?"
Yeah.
Somebody fucking hit her in the head again. Let's get this over with.
Although. That was the premise of Awakenings, wasn't it? Wasn't that?
Yeah. No, they were just sleepy. They just had sleepy disease.
The head injury scene was a little bit more graphic than I think.
Well, also, she like watches the movie Big, then she goes out and finds Zoltar at some dead amusement park, and then she tries to wish for to be pretty, and then the next day she hits her head, and then she thinks she's pretty. Like, why did she have to be wishing for it? Why couldn't it have just happened?
Right.
We already knew she was uncomfortable with herself.
No,
I mean, that's what the character is in the beginning of the movie. She's just awkward, you know.
Nobody ever gave me free popcorn to see Big, so I guess I was...
No, when you go to screenings of Big, they give you tiny little corn. And you go diddly 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 diddly. And then you jump onto a big piano. A big keyboard.
The premise didn't blow my mind, but I did like it a lot. I thought the acting was very good.
Right?
Yeah.
Very subtle comedy acting in that movie, I thought.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm serious. Nikki Glaser has a great scene where she walks in as a complete bitch.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, she's that model that shows up. Oh, I got some texts, you guys. But I got to say, Bert, turn it off because let the games begin! Rosamund, bring your name tags out of the shadows.
Oh, my God.
Okay, here we go.
All right.
Lady and gentlemen, pick your name tags. While you do that, we'll do this. We'll be right back.
Support for today's show comes from American Addiction Center. Sometimes it's hard to ask for help. Addiction is a nationwide problem that can affect anyone, and there's no easy fix. Recovery isn't one size fits all. AAC is revolutionizing the addiction treatment industry with holistic, evidence-based treatment practices. They offer innovative technology to ensure safety throughout detox and treatment, specializing in treating dual diagnoses or co-occurring mental health issues and addiction. They work hard to make sure individual needs are met, empowering individuals in their lifelong recovery journey in a comfortable, home-like setting. AAC even offers in-house genetic testing so you can find out if you're prone to any kind of prescription drug sensitivity or interactions. This is especially important in the midst of the current opioid epidemic. If you struggle with drugs or alcohol, or maybe you're not even sure whether or not you have a problem, call American Addiction Centers at 888-708-4412. Available 24/7. Your life is worth more than your addiction. That's 888-708-4412. Don't wait until it's too late.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
All right, we're back. So you guys obviously picked name tags that are themed to the holiday. Wow, Rena is wearing hers.
Well, there's a string around it.
There's
and
a chain on it, and it looks like, you know.
I have to admit, I don't know what this movie is. And I'm a little bit embarrassed about the peer pressure that caused me to choose it. I might have similarity with your guest tomorrow. I got anxious up there, and
Having a string on it is what really sold you?
No, I used to work with her at Grubhub, so I felt like it would.
So
be
maybe she can explain it. It says Gothica, but it's not the Halle Berry movie Gothica, right?
Yes, it is.
Oh, it is? That's Halle Berry?
That's her.
Oh, you whitewashed it with your face.
But it's Gothica, like thick, like T-H-I-C-C, which I respect a lot. So, yeah.
All right. So what's her name?
This is for Ginny.
Okay, because that's not on there.
Yeah. Like I said,
supposed to be a name tag.
Right? Yeah.
Hello, my name is Gothica.
I really didn't look good at it. Somebody had.
Well, at least you picked a friend, and now you can proceed to lose on her behalf.
Yeah.
She said herself she doesn't. She doesn't even know what Gothica is.
Yeah, but I know Halle Berry, and
yeah,
the guy with the Austin translation was my second choice.
That is a good one. It's me instead of Bill Murray sitting on a bed, sad in a Japanese hotel room. What do you got there, Dan?
I got Mike to the Future.
Uh huh.
and it's it got two full bags of Starburst and
hanging on for dear life.
Pretty much.
They just look like they're gonna fall off any second now. Marty, be careful with those servers. but that's a good one. I like it. I like the combination bribery and also choosing a great movie.
Bribery, it's a little like cheating, so I thought I'd go for it.
Oh, I see. Very good. You better not try to cheat today.
We'll see.
Because Adam's right there. He will. What do you got, Adam?
Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy with you as Marvin the Robot.
Oh, okay. I like it.
I don't know why. No reason. He doesn't have a shithead, though, so I don't know if...
We'll have to look into that if you lose.
Okay.
We'll have to check in with him.
All right.
Yeah.
It's no Gothica.
And Gothica is no
You
sword
could fish. Say that about everything.
I might.
So somebody threw up some Hostess Donettis. But this club has a no donut throwing policy, which, you know, I gotta say, I appreciate that they have one because most clubs don't tell me about it till after. But these guys, they hooked me up with some plastic baggies so I could throw donuts.
Those are pre-wrapped.
What the shit is this?
So many snacks.
Wait. Yeah, Can we clarify?
I need a target.
These are pre-wrapped donuts? Did you do... Okay, for a second, I thought you wrapped them yourself, and I was like, that is the saddest thing I've heard.
These are jumbo donettis, and they're individually wrapped.
Oh, shit.
But, like, somebody hold up a poster that I can hit with it. Oh, that's a good one right there.
It was unbreakable.
Yeah. All right, so throughout the show, I'm just going to put some of these donuts into... plastic bag and then just chuck it at somebody. It's going to keep everything nice and clean around here. I mean, the walls have beautiful portraits of comedians. Like most comedy clubs, when they have drawings of comedians on the wall, they look like absolute dog shit. And these are really accurate. Like, you know who they are. You don't have to puzzle it. Like, who's that supposed to be? And so they want to keep their walls clean. I get it. I understand. And bust this beautiful wall back here. What'd you call it last night, Adam?
Oh, this looks... Because the downtown one has got like a red sign, and this looks like the goth version. This looks like... This club looks like its parents are getting divorced.
I knew you said something funny about it last night. All right, so we got some games we're going to play, starting with... this is very exciting. He's in town a little bit ahead of schedule, and so I had to ask him to stop by. Let's do some lines with Jeff. All right, so Jeff's going to be back tomorrow to be a full-fledged guest, but today he's reared up and ready to go. Say hi to everybody, Jeff.
Hey, how's it going, everybody? Well, I appreciate this chance. I got to do it quick because I don't work on holidays. I like to celebrate it's the day of my people. I used to work at Don Pablo's. That's what I mean. Right. So we're going to do lines with Jeff. Are you ready?
I'll set it up like a host. So this is how this game works. Rena and Dan and Adam are the only people to get to guess. And Jeff will be gone soon so the people can see me again. And Oh, that's not a bad idea. Hey, everybody, it's Brad Williams. Jeff is gonna. Yeah, those very side seats. I apologize. You just have to. You just, you know, close your eyes and pretend you're listening to the show. You're just getting it 24 hours earlier. So Jeff's going to say a line from a motion picture. Normally I say a classic motion picture, but he's got his own opinions. So he's going to say a line from a movie, and then just guess as often as you like until somebody gets it. And he's got backup lines if necessary.
Yes, okay. Look great, feel great. Look great, feel great.
Is that the line?
Right?
Is it I
like
pretty?
To aim a little higher. All right, here's the line. Here's the line. I'm not going to do an impression. I'm just going to do the line. All right, here we go. We were wondering if we could borrow some brown sugar. Two people. We were wondering if we could borrow some brown sugar.
See, I just keep thinking of movies that Mick Jagger is in.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure that's not from Free Jack.
It is not Free Jack. What's that?
Ratatouille.
No. Yeah. You guys want another line? Should I do another line? All right, here's another line. You're on the mic with Mike.
Ooh.
Pump up the jam?
Nope.
Pump up the volume?
What?
Pump up the volume?
Nope. Okay. Right, and here's the third line.
Oh, is this going to give it away?
I mean, probably not. I didn't think I'd get this far. But this line will help. I mean, it's from the end, like the climax, right? He goes, all right. He goes like this. He goes, now that's how you drive a car. From now on, that's how you drive.
Death proof.
No.
Fuck!
We were wondering if we could borrow some brown sugar.
Can you do the impression?
Okay, yeah. I'll do it. All right, here it goes.
Some acting in it.
We were wondering if we could borrow some brown sugar.
That was the same voice.
I don't know what you're talking about. Let me try it, though. We were wondering if we could borrow some brown sugar.
Oh, it's at Talladega Nights?
No. Nope. Should I say it?
Was that supposed to be Keckner?
Should I say another line?
Yeah.
You have them.
I mean, I can.
Can you do the whole movie?
I mean, I can. Yeah, kind of.
Can I just guess if I've seen it or not?
Yeah. Do you want to guess if you've seen it?
No. Yes. I want to guess that no, I haven't.
All right. Yeah. Well, let's wait and see if she's seen it first. Okay. Dan, have you seen it?
Yes.
You think yes, Adam?
Yeah.
The boys think yes and the girl thinks no. I think they're right. I've never seen it go this far. Do I just say the movie?
No, tell us somebody is in it.
Okay.
But in the same voice you did the line.
I can't believe I'm taking voice shit off this guy. Guy's been here for 50 years and he's still got that fucking Northern Chicago accent.
Northern Chicago.
Right? Isn't that where he's from? Okay, here's somebody that's in this movie. Marge Helgenberger. Okay, Joe Pantoliano.
Oh. Ooh.
Joey Pants. John Sally is in this movie. Former NBA All-Star John Sally.
Wait, is this Eddie?
Nope. It's not Eddie. There's a move. Chechki Cario is in it. Taya Leone is in it.
Ooh, I know her.
It sounds like a great movie.
Well, it's fantastic. Will Smith is in it. The top billed person is not Will Smith. It is Martin Lawrence.
Bad Boys. Bad Boys 2. Yeah.
It is Bad Boys. That was, how did it?
Oh my God. Wait. Jeff, wait. Do you got anything you want to plug?
First, I want to find out, have you seen it?
I have.
Okay, she lost. do I have anything to plug? No. Come back tomorrow.
All right, thank you, Jeff Tate. I just put donuts in hands. That's what I'm about. So who won that?
I did.
Okay. Wait, are you cheating?
I got it past you.
Dan, I'm a cheater.
That all happened so fast.
Oh! Goodness.
He's a real Don Cheadle, right? Okay. You've probably gotten that
It's
before.
Like you're sitting next to Cheat and Chong.
Why is she Chong in this? Oh, no.
I was pointing to Doug. She's sitting next to... Yeah, okay.
Dan's really bringing the cheat today. All right, so I'm very excited about this next game that occurred to me while I was talking to Sam Levine on a balcony. We did this thing for Screen Junkies and movie fights, and the holding area was a balcony, and we were talking about movies, and we just had a lovely chat. And this game is called Jobs, Jobs, Jobs. And I'm going to go to each of you individually and ask you if an actor or actress has been in the movie Jobs, the movie Steve Jobs, or the Italian Job.
Can I clarify which Italian Job, the original or the remake?
Oh, there's
listen,
two.
If you're going to...
Because you say Michael Caine.
No, you don't get to guess names. You just have to guess the movie they're in. So I'll just tell you right now that it's never going to be the original Italian Job. It's the remake, the tribute to Mini Coopers. That I very much enjoy. All right, so we're going to start with Dan, then we'll go to Rena, and then we'll go to Adam. So if somebody doesn't get one, the next person gets to guess. And then if both people get it wrong, the third person can just clean up and get a point just by saying the name that hasn't been said yet. Yeah, so it's a sneaky game, perfect for cheaters. All right, Dan.
Yeah.
Which of these was this person in? Jobs, Steve Jobs, or the Italian Job? Josh Gad.
He was in Jobs? I mean, he was in Jobs.
That is correct. He was in Jobs.
Wow.
All right. Now we go to Rena.
Okay.
Which one of those three movies had Donald Sutherland in it?
Steve Jobs.
That is incorrect.
Can I steal?
No, you're not stealing. It's your turn. Oh.
Well, the only reason I say steal is because he was in the Italian Job.
That is correct.
He stole a bunch of shit.
That is correct. So now Adam and Dan both have 1 point. We're playing until I decide to stop playing. It's Dan's turn. We're back to Dan. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Which one had Yasiim Bey in it?
I'm going to say The Italian Job.
That is correct.
Wow.
Also known as Most Deaf. Yeah, that was tried to be a trick question.
Good instincts.
He changed his name to Yasiim Bey, all lowercase letters. Yes, that's what he changed his name to. And he insists on it. Like, you'll see it in movies. They do it. They give him all lowercase. Rena?
Yes.
Which one of those three movies is Matthew Modine in?
Jobs?
That is correct.
Yes.
We've got a three-way tie.
Wow.
Yeah, wow indeed. What? Somebody in the audience has a strong opinion about points and taking them away. We're back to Adam.
Yeah.
Which one of those three features friend of Doug Loves Movies, Oscar Nunez? Of course, from The Office.
I'm going to say he had a... Steve Jobs?
Incorrect.
Bah. Can I steal it?
No.
That would be cheating.
Because it's Dan's turn.
You would know. You know.
It's Dan's turn.
I'm going to say... You said
Steve Jobs? I'm not telling you.
I'm going to say Jobs.
No. So what do you think it is, Rena?
Could it be the remake of The Italian Job?
Yes. Okay, Rena's got two. Adam and Dan each have one.
Wow.
Is that true?
No, not two.
Okay, Dan has two, Rena has one, and Adam has three. Two could play the cheating game. All right, so I legitimately thought it was a three-way tie. Someone has two?
We both have two.
You both have two, okay. So Adam, you're bringing up the rear. Who went last?
Oh, I did.
Okay, so we'll go to Adam. Comedian Jimmy Schubert. Which one of those movies is he in?
Did I give away a slight lack of confidence there? God knows. Jobs?
Mm-mm.
Bollocks.
Dan?
Steve Jobs.
Mm-mm.
Oh, no.
I believe it was the remake of The Italian Job.
That is correct.
Are we trapped in a loop?
I love this game. Back to you, Adam.
Oh God.
You have a chance here. Not really. Rena has three. Dan has two, and Adam has one. Right?
Yeah.
Sounds right. Adam.
Yep.
James Woods. Everybody's favorite person, James Woods.
I don't remember him being in. See, I can't even fucking remember which one is the Kushner one.
Kushner.
How do you pronounce the name?
Which one is Jared Kushner in?
Whatever, you know what I mean.
I do know what you mean.
Jobs.
I had to look. Yes, he's in Jobs.
Great.
Big comeback time for you. But we got to go to Dan, who's killing it. One of the great character actors from, you know him from 30 Rock, Scott Adsit.
Yeah.
Which one was he in?
It's hard to choose.
Right? He's versatile. Could have been in any of them.
Let's say Steve Jobs.
Incorrect. Rena.
I'm going to go with Jobs.
Incorrect. Adam.
Would it be the remake? Of the Italian Job?
That is correct. What's the score, Dan?
Don't trust Dan.
It's a three-way tie, Doug.
Rita has three, Adam has three, Dan has two. Yeah. This is crunch time, Dan, because you can make it a three-way tie with this one. It's your turn, right?
Yeah.
It is.
Hurry up, it's Adam's turn. It's Adam's turn.
Dan's got to go fix the Kentucky Derby after that.
It's Adam's turn.
Yeah.
Well, he answered last.
No, it's Dan's turn, I think.
No,
it is?
He answered last, then, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Sign them when I'm over.
You're right. It is Dan's turn.
Tricking.
I was right. I was right, then I was wrong. Now I'm right again. Dan, Michael Stuhlbarg. One of my favorite character actors out there right now.
Can I hear it one more time?
He's amazing. Michael Stuhlbarg. He was nominated for Best Actor for A Simple Man, directed by the Coen brothers. And I probably said that name wrong. Simple Man? Anyway.
I'm going to give it one more try. I'm going to say Steve Jobs.
That is correct. We've got a three-way fucking tie. Rena gets to start off this final round.
Oh, boy.
And this will determine it.
Okay.
Which one featured Sam the Ma'am Levine, a.k.a. Lil Wolverine? Lil Logan, if you're more up to date.
Oh, wow. I'm going to... He sounds young.
No, he's just small. He's not young. He's small.
He also doesn't sound young. He sounds like the man who invented Hollywood. Like Sam Levine. Like he sounds...
Well,
yeah, he just sounds like somebody that wants my money. I owe him a lot.
Is he in Jobs?
What?
Jobs?
That is correct. You are the winner.
Thank you, Sam Levine.
Would you like to throw some donuts into the audience?
I would.
Oh, I lost that one in the lights.
Yeah. They were waving those lights like air traffic controllers, you know, for donuts.
All right, so you know what you just won, Rena?
What?
You get to go first in the final game.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Which probably isn't that important to go first in this game, but it's still, you know, it's a journey.
It's almost like I lost.
No, you definitely want to go first, but we'll switch the old order around. So we'll go to Dan and then Adam and then back to you, Rena, in a round of Last Man Stanton.
If anyone would like to go ahead and fact check Dan's answers as he says them.
Don't do that. No cell phone usage is allowed in the showroom during the show. We'll just see. Maybe Dan will sneak his way into another win. Can you come back tomorrow, Rena?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Because I'm feeling stronger about you now.
Uh-oh. Okay, I'll try not to let you know.
I think you really have a chance here.
Depends,
I mean, anybody that can shrug and say, Jobs?
I thought I was filling out an aptitude test.
It sounds like the laziest political campaign. that good?
I mean, Trump tried with black voters, what have you got to lose?
Yeah.
Turns out, quite a bit, I think.
Ooh.
All right, so I pre-selected a couple of people because I like to get a backup in case the first name makes you all make faces like, "Oh, this we can't handle this."
Yeah.
Samantha Mathis. Yes, Samantha Mathis is a great example of nobody can name anything she was in, A Thing Called Love. But where is Atkinson Works? All right. So if your suggestion is it doesn't, if the panelists don't like it, we'll get a second one. But I like to play with just one name if possible. Someone with a lot of credits that everybody knows. What do you got for us? Atkinson, what's your name actually?
Dan.
Oh, I see.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Collusion!
Is he Russian?
Dan's. You know how Dan's are. I only have one friend named Dan, because if you have two, they will turn. They really stick together. Dougs, we don't give a fuck about each other. I don't even want to meet another Doug. What's your suggestion, dude?
Johnny Depp.
See, that's perfect. I say we just straight up play Johnny Depp.
Hell yeah.
Sure, why not?
Yeah, let's do it. Thank you to everybody else who reached out on Twitter. We had a lot of people today saying, I've got a name for Last Man Stanton, but our boy Dan Atkinson gave us Johnny Depp. There's probably no better name right now because, he's just doing so much for women. I think every movie he's in lately, he's got wigs and glasses and he's in disguises because he's practicing for when he's just going to escape.
Yeah.
When he has to flee, he's just getting ready. It's just a theory. A lot of people like him.
I think it depends on your depth perception, right?
I got
Come
it.
Come on.
I got it. It's funny.
I'll okay. throw donuts at you if you don't clap for that one. Oh, yeah?
No one has ever thrown donuts that aggressively. Donuts.
Oh no, I do throw them very aggressively. When we play bigger venues, I really get into it. But we're trying to keep this place nice. So we're doing Johnny Depp, and we're starting with Rena, and then going to Dan, and then to Adam, and I'll play along. I'll take a turn each time to be a spoiler. And you each get one lifeline. The person whose name tag you chose, you reach out to Gothica, and Dan's going to go to Mike, and Adam's going to go to
Mike as well.
Oh, that's, yeah.
So many Dan, so many Mikes.
Yeah. Rena, the films of Johnny Depp. Any film that's got JD in it?
I'm going to start with one of my favorites, Benny and June.
Okay. That started a genre of movies where someone was magically retarded.
Yeah, there's a few. Those are all my, that's my top three right now.
Or retardedly magical.
All right, Dan.
Well, staying on theme, What's Eating Gilbert Grape?
There's another one for that category.
All right, Adam.
Pirates of the Caribbean, Curse of the Black Pearl.
Oh, look at you go.
I know that if you don't say
you got to do the full title. You're right. I wouldn't have tried that one. The Curse of the Pea. I got to keep it short to move it along. I will go with... I was just talking about it with... No, I wasn't. I was talking about another movie that reminds me of it. I was talking about Hairspray, which reminds me of Cry Baby. Rena?
Such a good one. Edward Scissorhands.
Sure. In the movie, he seems kind of serious, Edward, but in real life, he's a total cut-up.
Ha, 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 ha. Has that one just been ripping a hole in your back pocket this whole time? Or?
No, I just make stuff up. No, I've said that thing about Benny and June for a long time, but that was the first time I made a cut up joke about Edward. Dan?
Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas.
Mm-hmm. Adam?
The Astronaut's Wife.
Ooh. Is that real? Who was the wife? Charlize Theron or somebody like that?
Yeah.
Okay.
That woman who was at Dinner for Schmucks. That one. Whoever that was.
Ooh.
Nasty. That's nasty.
I'm going to go with Yoga Hosers. Yeah, he's in that Kevin Smith movie. And Depp's own daughter is one of the leads, along with Kevin Smith's daughter. Yeah. Next stop, nepotism.
Oh, man.
I said next stop because I thought nepo sounds like depot. That's what it's called when you only hire people that work at the train station. Depotism. We got to stop this depotism in this country. Train workers are getting too much things. Rena?
We should do a depotation, you know? Okay.
One guy just fucking shit himself over there. Oh!
He might have just actually shit himself.
That's what
know?
I'm saying.
Yeah. No deportation jokes on Cinco de Mayo, please.
I know.
Not cool.
Okay.
You got it?
Yeah,
you got this.
I'll go with
and you can go to your lifeline. Don't forget about
yes,
that.
Yes, I'm going to need that soon for sure. But okay. For now, I'm going to say Willy Wonka.
What's the full title?
Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory?
Yeah.
That's
what?
Wrong.
What?
No, it's...
That's not
it's,
it,
it's
apparently.
Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
Yeah. Well, yeah, but yeah. He's not in that, so I'm not going to guess that.
Wait, hang on, you guys. Hang
Willy
on.
Wonka?
Slow down, you guys. Slow down. Me only.
Wrong.
Yeah. You're wrong, but also everyone has to fucking start talking and yelling shit instead of just letting her be wrong and giving me the chance to try to fix it. Because I like Rena.
Thank you.
And I want her lifeline to tell us the movie she's thinking of that has Johnny Depp in it.
Charlie and the Chocolate Factory
is correct.
Oh. Okay.
You're still in it.
Well, I've.
Yeah, they
Thank
pulled
you.
A fast one and changed the emphasis on to Charlie because Willy Wonka was not played by Gene Wilder, who
You're
is
right.
the only Willy Wonka in my heart.
That's correct.
Yeah.
Wow.
So I'm glad they changed the title. Just put it on that stupid kid. Dan?
Oh,
Sweeney Todd.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wait. I know. So fast, you guys. Give it a second. Do you know the full title?
I know half of the full title.
Oh, that's probably not good enough. You want to switch your answer?
I can switch my answer.
Okay, do that.
Sleepy Hollow.
Uh-huh. That's the full title.
Sweeney Todd, Sleepy Hollow? Yeah, that was
yeah.
good.
Sleepy Hollow, the demon horseback rider of Stupidville. Adam?
Nick of Time.
Yes, that movie was told in real time, and I want those 2 hours back. I could have gone to the mall like he does in the movie. All right, another Johnny Depp. I was kind of throwing you guys a little bit of a helpful title with the Yoga Hosers, because prior to that, Johnny Depp played the same character in Kevin Smith's Tusk. Yeah. With our friend Justin Long was in that. I say our friend about anybody that's ever been on the show, even if they never speak to me again. Rena?
I'm Not too proud to go with Sweeney Todd, the barber of Seville.
Stop it, you guys! Give her a chance.
No, Boo is correct, I guess. Yeah, I.
What is it called? Know.
Sweeney Todd, the demon barber of Seville.
Oh shit!
The Seville, right?
That's a ripoff of a opera that.
The demon barber of Seville.
The barber of Seville.
Those are all words.
Figaro, Figaro. Bugs Bunny fans know that one.
Really
okay, I'm sorry, you're out. We can't say what it really is because it's still in play. Wow. Dan,
Rango.
Or as Rena calls it, Rangoletto. They're both opera. Oh, fuck off. Okay.
All right, Adam, you still have a lifeline?
Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them.
Oh, okay. FB and Where the Fuck? Spoiler.
I didn't tell you where to find them.
No, that's the... They're in his fucking suitcase. That felt kind of like you left the house this morning going, I'm going to say spoiler today. As soon as I get the chance.
Hey, is that what was in the suitcase in Pulp Fiction? Do you think it was the...
It was just his monsters.
The Fantastic Beasts.
There was Fantastic Beasts.
That makes a lot of sense.
The gold one was on top, the gold glowing one. But anyway... whose turn is it?
Yours.
Mine? Oh, shit. That was some fancy stalling right there. I'm going to go with... how about... Wolf of Wall Street.
Are you sure?
I'm positive. Next.
He's so confident.
I'm out.
It's on me?
I switched over to a different actor. I thought we were...
Just seamlessly switch over to DiCaprio, yeah.
I thought we were doing Jonah Hill.
I love that you're so done with this show. You're already doing tomorrow's show.
Well, who's up now? Dan.
Black Mass.
Yes. Woo! Yes.
Donnie Brasco.
Mm-hmm. I just thought of that one right after I said that. And he's not in Wall Street either. Johnny's never been in a movie with the word wall in the title. Dan?
Lone Ranger.
Whoa. That was a fucked up movie. Why didn't they just call it Tonto? It was his movie. Lone Ranger was a dipshit running around looking for his twin Winklevoss. Adam?
Once Upon a Time in Mexico.
Mm-hmm. I liked him in that. What's going on, Dan?
You look worried.
Nightmare on Elm Street. What kind of Nightmare on Elm Street was it?
Terrifying.
No, more specific.
Nightmarish.
If you had to put a word before nightmare, what would it be?
Think opera.
Oh, I didn't realize I didn't get it right. Okay.
Well, people were going to let you have it, but I'm not.
Fair enough. I don't know if I got the right one, so can I go to my lifeline or can I give you a different one?
You could do either of those things.
Then I'll go with the Rum Diaries.
Yep. I believe it was just the one diary.
Oh, God.
No, I'm kidding. But Adam, now you could steal whatever it was he was just trying to say if you know it.
No, that's all right. 21 Jump Street.
He's in it. Settle down.
My answers are only spoilers.
Movies you didn't know Johnny Depp was in. Oh, I just thought of another one. All right, anyway, Dan.
I'm going to have to go to my lifeline then.
Okay, lifeline. Can you fix his mistake or give him another one? Mike?
Yes.
Pirates of the Caribbean at World's End.
Pirates of the Caribbean at World's End.
Yeah, I'll take that one.
I think that's legit.
Thank you, Mike.
That sounds legit. I'm very bad at remembering all the subtitles on those movies, so we'll see where this goes. Adam?
Mordecai.
Yeah. Hey, you guys, I'm absolutely serious when I tell you it's one of the best comedies ever made. Dan?
Pirates of the Caribbean, Dead Man's Chest?
Yeah.
Pirates of the Caribbean on Stranger Tides.
Oh! I'm not even writing these down anymore.
Pirates of the Caribbean, Dead Men Tell No Tales.
Adam still got his lifeline?
Sherlock Gnomes.
Whoa.
Wow.
That's some real educated shit right there. You really know things.
But he says it with
accent. He wasn't supposed to be in it. He's just a lunatic. Sherlock Gnomes.
Dan.
I'm going to give it a try. Sweeney Todd, the Demon Barber of Fleet Street?
That is it.
That sounds right.
Adam, you got another one?
Hey. Nightmare on Elm Street.
Yes.
That's what I said the first time.
You just said Nightmare without any the or a at the beginning.
Oh, I thought I said that.
Yeah, that's probably why you're confused when I was telling you said it wrong.
I was so confused.
He didn't say the or the first time. Man. Yeah. Anyway.
Okay.
As far as I can recall. What do you got, Dan?
I got a lot of nothing. I think.
You think this is the end of the line?
I see a lot of just
Debt blue sea.
Yeah, try to slip one by me.
We don't need
to know about your plans later this evening, sir.
I'm going to say, just because he may be in it, I could have forgotten.
Oh.
Anchorman 2, The Legend Continues. Was he one of the people in the big fight?
No.
Now!
Now!
All right, I'm out.
All right, Adam Burke is our winner. Do you have another one you show off?
Ed Wood.
Ed Wood is a great one. That's a great one. Yeah, and I kept trying to think of what was the one he did with Angelina Jolie, the tourist. Yes. Oh, that was not good.
Dark Shadows.
Wait, which ones did we miss?
Oh, yeah. There was two Alice in Wonderland movies that made so much money.
Yeah, he was in
some movies. Murder on the Orient Express. Both Alice in Wonderlands, yeah. Dark Shadows, yeah. From Hell.
Dark Shadows.
I've said Dark Shadows twice now. I had just said Alice in Wonderland. This game is getting silly.
By the way, this is the conversation Johnny Depp is having with himself right now. Just walking around a room alone, just screaming all of them.
Just all of his titles, just yelling and breaking lamps. But having the time of his life. That guy knows how to spend money.
Man, he does.
Yeah, and so Adam, can you come back tomorrow?
I can, sir.
Adam's going to be back tomorrow. Where is the... That worked out that there's no shithead on the back of your name tag because he doesn't get a shithead.
Right.
But where is the fellow who won the prizes? Where's Mike?
Right here, Mike. Come on.
Come on up and get all your stuff, Mike.
There you go, Mike. Mike, have you seen Infinity War yet?
Not yet.
Okay, then don't look at the picture.
I told you I'm not giving it to him.
Oh, all right, never mind. Never mind.
He's keeping the secrets for like maybe another week.
I hope you win Jewel Monopoly. I hope you win.
I have one sticker, so I hope it's the right one.
Yeah, you probably not.
It's probably not the right sticker. Thanks, dude. Let's hear it for Mike. Let's do some plugs. Let's start off with our winner, Adam Burke. What's going on? Where can people see you? What are you up to?
Oh, fuck.
Promote yourself.
Watch Man of the People on WGN at Saturdays on 10th. Yeah, because I write for it. Do that.
You're also on that Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me show, right?
I am. Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good one. I've been talking to them about trying to get on there. It hasn't happened yet, but I want to do it. You know someone? All right, make sure that they know that they should continue talking to me.
Also,
because we're already talking to them about it.
Also, like, I'm on the show, but that's... but... yeah, no.
I think he could... he might be able to hook me up, or maybe that's why I haven't been on. But thank you for being here, Adam. And Dan?
Yes.
Mesquita?
Yes.
I didn't even have to look at it that time. What do you got to plug?
I have a podcast coming out in about a month.
Okay.
Yeah. It's called Listening to Talking, so look for that wherever you can get podcasts.
What's the premise of it? I mean, is it just listening to talking or?
Yeah, it's listening to me talking and my friend Grant talking. We talk about stuff in our lives and just, you know, fun things that we can think of.
Okay.
You know, just really some fun guys.
All right.
Maybe.
It's a fun topic for a podcast.
Tune in to find out.
All right. Thank you, Dan.
Thank you.
And Rena Kalm, what's up with you? Where can we see you?
I got a lot of shows in Chicago this month. You can check all my dates at renakalm.com/dates, and then I'll be driving around the city in my Prius for like 2 months after that. Not the city, the country. You guys have heard of it. I'll be all along the West Coast, Texas, Denver, so check my website for dates and come out to a show.
Very cool. I got one more bag of mini chocolate donuts. Oh, deflected. Damn. Don't sue me. Sue that guy that slapped it out of the air into your head. I got to promote something, I think. Yeah. Douglas Movies, June 9th in Houston at the Secret Group. And, of course, who's coming back tomorrow? We're going to see some of you tomorrow? You know, it's just a whole weekend of... It's such a beautiful weekend. The weather's so great. Just come inside and argue about movie trivia and get hit in the back of the head with a bag of donuts. pass your name tags down so I can read those beauties off of the back. And one more time for my guests, Adam Burke, Dan Mesquita... And Rena Kalm. Gothica, what's your... There's no shithead on the back. A shrug? Just you're cool with everybody? Everything's great? No complaints?
My name's Jenny.
You just want me to call you a shithead? All right, Jenny. And there's... Could you grab that and pass it back to her so she can have it? All right. Well, at least this shithead's gonna make up for that. Yours isn't great, because I don't know who's not gonna agree with this shithead. As always, and thank you to Zanies here in Rosemont, and to all you guys for coming out. as always, Jenny is a shithead, and mint juleps are a shithead.
Now it's time for Doug to watch another talkie. Eyes of Gold, his viewing prowess makes him cocky.